gentlemen, coming in weighing at a whopping 567 pounds of muscle, please give it up for the Chazosaurus Rex himself, Chazzy!
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Dropping things right off the bat. That's what happens when you're over 500 pounds of pure muscle. You run into things a lot. Thank you, announcer. That clearly wasn't just myself. I appreciate that very much. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Side Project Podcast. Oh, yes. It feels so good to be back. How is everybody doing, man? How you guys doing? Say it with me. How is everybody doing, man? High energy. Well, hello there. Ladies and gentlemen, took a week off, bi-weekly stuff, bi-weekly episodes. You know, sometimes it happens a couple weeks in a row. Sometimes it's an episode 1 week and not an episode the next week. It's bi-weekly. I'm working on some things. I know, probably going to be saying that for a long time. But as you know, anybody that's creative or doing anything creatively, things take time. So when I say like I'm working on things and that's why I'm not doing episodes every week. Also, I just kind of feel like bi-weekly episodes are doing a little bit better. They're doing a little bit better right now. You know what I mean? It's not bombarding people with too much stuff because not everybody has a schedule they can keep up with everything. And then especially with, at least if we're talking about like Instagram's algorithm, it's ass! And it's really hard to, especially right now, you know, I'm seeing people, let's just talk about that real quick, all right? Totally unscripted, probably going to run this episode on super long. But I'm seeing people that have like hundreds of thousands of followers and everything, and getting like 60 likes. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what's going on, dude? You know? I even saw a, my contacts are messing up. And I wear contacts just for vision, by the way. These big, beautiful blue eyes, they're real, baby. All natural. Look into my eyes. Go ahead, look into them. Look into them. I'll tell you things. They tell you things. I don't even need to speak. Look into my eyes. Ready? Look.
It doesn't matter which way you swing. When you look into these eyes, you swing my way.
Right? You know what I'm saying? All right, hit him with a double cam. Yeah, and then I saw, like, for instance, even like a celebrity's got like 12.5 million followers, and then he only had like 4,000 or 5,000 likes or something, and like a couple comments on a post. What's happening here? You know what I'm saying? Instagram, figure it out so we don't gotta run it up so damn much, dude. Actually, you guys should probably run it up anyway. You know what I mean? Help us. Help. We all should help each other, man. We should run it up, dude. Run it up. Up. You right there. Run it up. You right there. Run it up. Back over here. Run it up. Yeah. What was I gonna talk about though? Hey, new merch. New merch is out right now, dude. The underrated consoles tee. I don't know why I'm not wearing one right now. Probably should have been wearing one right now. Chaz, what the fuck? Underrated consoles tee is out right now. Dreamcast and GameCube and Dreamcast and GameCube and Project. Like, that's how it goes. So if you're like a fan of this podcast or, you know, anything that surrounds this, even on social media, but you're also a fan of retro gaming and you also think that Dreamcast is an awesome console and you also think that GameCube was an awesome console and you think that these games and these consoles are underrated, get out there and purchase that tee, man. Get out there and purchase that tee, dude. If it does good, and if you guys want like other merch with that design on it, like hoodies or something, I just love hoodies, man. Like, I don't know if you guys, I've said it a million times. I'm sure people know. I always got, you know what I mean? That's why I like the merch and everything. It's fuck. You know, that's why I like all the merch and everything. I always do like shirts. And then I'll do like hoodies of like the same design. I just love hoodies, dude. I still need to do or I think I put it up there. I just don't think I've got one myself. the side project, the Project Park one. I think that's a hoodie. But anyway, the underrated consoles merch is up there now. Go get it. If you like it, there'll be more stuff. I got hats and beanies coming, dude. Actually, I don't know 100% though, but why do I do this with the merch? You know what I mean? I don't announce things before they happen because like reschedulings could happen if you have guests or whatever, which is something that happened this week, unfortunately. And You never know what's going to happen, what's not. But with the merch, I'm always like, this is coming. And then I'm like, I don't know if it is, you know. But I do have hats and beanies available now. I got to do some test runs and make sure they come out right, because I was looking at this. Okay, look, you guys. Trucker hats are an option. Let me know what you guys want, dude. Trucker hats are an option. I think fitted hats are an option. And then, are they like, they call them snapbacks or something? The ones with that, like, you know, with the thing in the back. I don't know. I think they're fitted. I don't even remember. And then, like dad hats, you know what I mean? Like baseball hats are available like that, you know? Let me know. What do you guys want more? I was thinking of doing the dad hats and then maybe like the beanies or something. I don't know if I want all the hats, or maybe, dude, maybe you guys want all the hats, man. But I tried doing one of the dad hats and I didn't like the way it came out. So I'm not sure. I'm going to fuck with it and see what's going on, man. What have you guys been up to, dude? I know people are asking, because some people actually asked me in the DMs, are you going to do a multiverse of madness, a multiverse in madness, multiverse of madness? Doctor Strange in the multiverse of madness. Yeah, multiverse of madness. Mom, are you going to do a review about that? And yes, I am. And some people are like, well, it should have came out this week. Well, I'm watching this right now. Yeah, I know. But I'm going to have, if it happens, I don't like announcing things before it happens, but I was supposed to have an episode that came out this week. The one that you're watching right now should have been with Corruption Cosplay, and it was going to be a part of it. It was going to be the multiverse of madness review, but it looks like that's going to happen next week. So stay tuned if you want to talk about that, watch that, tune into that, do all that good stuff. Whether you're watching on YouTube or Spotify, it's available on both. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Dude, you know what? Since we're not talking about Multiverse of Madness and whatnot, I've been watching, I'm trying to view myself on the camera here and my monitor messed up. That's not good. Oh, God. Hold on. Let me fix it. All right, sorry. I got a new setup and everything, you know, and I got a monitor now that's right in front of me so I can just see myself. I want to set one up over how I used to have it, but whatever. Logistics. You know what I mean? Behind the scenes shit. You guys don't give a fuck. Since I'm not doing the Multiverse of Madness review, I did want to talk to you. I never got to talk about Sonic 2. You know what I mean? Where are my gamers at, dude? The movie buffs and the gamers collide. The movie buffs and the gamers collide. They're coming together for an unnatural phenomenon. It's a movie, but it's a game. But it was a game before it was a movie. And there's people that like the game. And there's people that like movies. And they're coming together in one big thing. And they're going to clash and collide. Is it going to be good or is it not? Well, it's a sequel. And the first one did pretty good. So we're hoping the second one did. I never got to talk about Sonic 2. And I also didn't talk about it because I was late on watching it. I literally just watched it like a couple days ago. I'm shooting this. What day is it? I don't even know, dude. I'm shooting this over the weekend before this comes out. So a couple days, and I watched it like, I think last night as I'm recording this. I don't know, man. But Sonic 2 was just a good movie, dude. And I'm feeling like you guys know I'm a big Sonic fan, right? I'm pretty sure. I don't talk about Sonic enough, dude. Look at this, dude. Sitting Sonic right here for the duration. Actually, you're blocking the merch, Sonic. I'm going to sit him right here. Sit him right here, maybe.
I got a
Sonic pop too. Look at that, dude. Which one is this again? Sonic with the ring. He's got the ring. He's holding the ring behind his back. He's like, hey.
Hey. I got a ring. I also got a Rocko's Modern Life.
Funko Pop. Anyway, Sonic 2 was great, dude. I don't know. I liked the first Sonic. My only gripe with it was that I thought there was like a few cheesy moments here and there. But I mean, you know, it is what it is with like a Sonic game, right? You know what I mean? I mean, Sonic movie. But damn, dude, the fan service in this movie. Am I right? The fan service in this movie. Am I right, dude? I mean, the coffee shop. That Robotnik's assistant, what's his name? Oh God, what is Robotnik's assistant's name? It's right on the tip of my tongue, dude. It's right there, man. I don't know, I don't remember, but the coffee shop that he owns, dude, the Mean Bean, it's a reference to Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, which is a Sega Genesis game. Dude, the fan service, man. Can we talk about Robotnik's suit? Overall, just his even just the black one, like, it looks looking good. You know what I mean? And the other one that he was, I mean, the black one's in the first one. Did he have a black one? Yeah, he had a black version at the end of this movie. He did. But it's awesome. It's accurate in the scene. In the Mean Bean coffee shop, where his assistant, whose name I still can't remember, is going through the suits, we get a glimpse of even more original, accurate Robotnik suit. that he doesn't end up going with, but he goes with like a different one. We get the Eggman one, the one where he's like, bleep, you know what I mean? Bleep. That's his stomach. Bleep. Knuckles, dude. Knuckles, perfect, right? I was originally like a little bit skeptical about Idris Elba voicing Knuckles, and I said that in like a previous episode before. I was like, oh, I don't know when that was first announced, but you know what? I stand corrected, man. I was wrong. It was perfectly done, dude. His attitude, his look, his powers, the climbing is accurate as all hell. I think the only thing he didn't do was his famous glide, right? He didn't do his famous glide, did he? No, I don't think he fucking did. Yeah, I don't think he did either. He, you know how Knuckles does the glide in the game? He's like, kind of like Superman, and he's like, but I can't fly that long. It's just a glide. Oh, shit. And he goes into a rock and climbs up. But he did that. I like that scene when Robotnik and Knuckles, when he was on the mountain and he was climbing up the mountain, and Robotnik comes up and they're like, I think we got something in common. He's like, I don't think we do. We're like, I think we do, or whatever. And they think they're going to fight. And he's like, oh, it's stairs. And he walks up on the stairs. I thought that was great too, man. Those little things. There wasn't too much I thought that was like super cheesy in this movie. There was a couple things here and there with like God, I can never remember her name. I did this in a previous episode too when I was talking about the first one, but his wife, James Marsden's character's wife. I can't remember her name. Dude, the big girl was funny, man, whose name I can't remember either, dude. And somebody's going to be upset that I called her a big girl. Like, we all got eyes, right? We can see. We know what's going on. We see what, you know, some people are like this. Some people are a little more like this. Some people are like a wet pretzel on a Thursday night. Some people are more like kabloo. You know what I mean? It's other people are right in the middle. You never know. And then if you're like the Rock, you're literally a walking mountain that Knuckles would climb on. Like, come on, dude. We all got eyes. We can see what's going on, right? Second cam, you know what's up. But like, I have a feeling. I know. Some people are, hey, I was big once. You know what I mean? A little bit, kind of. I was chunky. I was chubby. A little bit. You know what I mean? I was up there. Wasn't where I'm at now. You know what I mean? What do I weigh? Oh, I don't even know what I weigh. 130 something of pure fucking muscle. Actually, I know, my bad. As the announcer said earlier in this episode, I clearly weigh 547 if I remember. I don't even know, dude. I don't even know. But I know it's like 500 of pure fucking muscle, dude. Me and Knuckles, we hang out on Saturday nights and we just beat the shit out of each other for fun. It's just a muscle thing, you know? It's a muscle thing. It's what we do, dude. Jazzosaurus Rex mug!
See it? Do you see the water dripping down my nose? It's dripping into my mustache now. My glorious mustache.
I've been with big girls too, man. Big girls need love too, Craig. Hey, it's all good. There's no shame in it, man. It just happens to be what she is. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. We're going to move on from this. I'm getting canceled. She was funny, dude. She was funny throughout the movie, man. They did the snowboarding thing, which we saw in the trailers, of course, but...
The Winter Soldier.
Accurate. The Eggmobile makes an appearance. Dude, I thought that was so cool to see that in live action. It looks great. It looks awesome. Like, that's something like this movie, dude. They did such a great job. Is this the best video game movie of all time? The Sonic franchise as a whole, maybe? Sonic 1, Sonic 2 so far? Are these the best video game adaptations of a movie? Because, I mean, shout out to Mike's MWW, I believe that's his Instagram thing. Either way, if you're watching right now on YouTube or Spotify, I'll throw it up on the screen so you can see. But Mike's, I believe it's MWW on Instagram. Shout out to him. We did a top 10 video adaptations. I picked five. He picked five video game adaptations in movies or whatever. And I know I picked Sonic. I know I picked Pokemon. I know I picked Mortal Kombat, the original one, I think. Maybe even the other one, because it's still better than like a lot of other things, you know, a lot of other game adaptations like Assassin's Creed. The movie sucked. You know what I mean? Talked about that in a couple episodes back. But is Sonic like one of the best video game adaptations for a movie? I think it might be, dude. I think it might be. And seeing like the Eggmobile, like the way that they did everything. I mean, Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, even Jim Carrey, even though he's not like super big. I know that's a gripe with some people. Shout out to Juicebox for the new viewers. Juicebox was my former co-host. They even though he's not super big, like it fits. And Jim Carrey just does such a great job. Like he's his take on Robotnik is slightly different. I think there's like some animation, some cartoons, and like certain games where it's like he is a little bit like that. But Jim Carrey, I think, is over the top. He brings his Jim Carrey-esque essence to it. You know what I mean? And I think he does a great job with it, though, dude. And seeing the way that they did all of these things, they did it perfectly, dude. Seeing all like the Robotnik's enemies, like the big B robots are taken straight from the game. All the other little ones are taken straight from the game. The Eggmobile taken straight from the game, but they did it. They did it justice. There we go. That's what I'm saying. Like, they did it justice. They did a good video game adaptation justice, man. And I just love that, dude. Accuracy. You know what I'm saying? Even the way that when Sonic is in the water, dude, and he sucks up the air bubble and it's like. Like, he does it, it's slightly different. I didn't do a great job right now. It's slightly different than the games, but it's not going to be the exact same. But I would say it's about, like, 80, 90% there, you know what I mean? He does it, oh, God, I can breathe, you know what I mean? Like, he does it pretty good, dude. I thought that, again, accurate, right? When he passes out underwater, though, I was waiting for like the, dun, 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 you know what I mean? The music, they did do like a version of it though. Dude, the team up battle against Eggman, Knuckles throwing Sonic into robots, dude. You know, Sonic doing his spin dash maneuver, pulling it off, dude. Game accurate. Absolutely amazing, dude. Speaking of like, game accuracy and the spin dash and doing the Knuckles throwing Sonic into things and stuff like that. Tails, dude. Tails flying Sonic, carrying him. Absolutely game accurate, dude. Absolutely amazing. Tails flying the plane. Oh, come on, dude. With Sonic on the top there. You know what I mean? Doing the stuff that they're doing. Game accurate. Absolutely amazing, man. The final battle, supersonic, game accurate, dude. Absolutely amazing, man. The giant robot, Robotnik robot. The giant Robotnik robot, dude. The giant Robotnik robot. The way it moves. I thought that was funny, too, when Jim Carrey was doing all that. The way it moves, accurate, dude. The way that it appears on the bridge. Right? The way that it appears on the bridge when Sonic is running on the bridge and then like the head appears, that is ripped straight from the games, dude. Game accurate. So amazing, man. I loved it, man. I loved it. Even the way that he does the last little kick when he defeats Robotnik, that right there too is ripped straight from, is that Sonic 06? I don't remember Sonic 06 very well because didn't like it. Didn't really play it. I don't even think I remotely like got through the first couple levels, but I believe that's taken from when he's a supersonic and he goes around the head and he cuts the head off and then the head falls off and you see Robotnik there standing there in the flesh and then Sonic is floating in the air as supersonic and he's there and then he does the little kick. That's ripped straight from the games. Game accurate. The end credits scene, right? We got a glimpse of Shadow the Hedgehog, who looks great, by the way. Once again, I mean, how could you fuck that up? You know what I mean? You got Sonic to model after, and it's just Shadow the Hedgehog. But absolutely great. Even the backstory is game accurate with the whole Project Shadow thing being like 50 years in the past, and they uncovered it, and it's coming to light now again from 50 years ago. Even the military, I forgot their name right now. Was it like the GN or the GUN, or I don't know, something like that. The military units that appear in the movie are ripped straight from the game as well. I love this movie, dude. It was a good time. I had a good time watching it, man. I just a little bit, and then I kicked back, and I had, I don't eat candy that much, but you know what, man? I was craving. I went old school with it, dude. Wasn't in the theater, was at home. How, Chaz? How? Hey, man. I was at home chilling. I don't eat candy that much, but I do like sour candies, like Sour Patch Kids or like the Sour Belts. Got some Sour Belts, puffed up a little bit, had a nice glass of water, dude, because I don't really drink anything else except like iced tea and water. Had a nice glass of water in my Side Project Park mug. Oh, God, it's so refreshing. It's so refreshing when you drink it out of a Side Project mug, dude. I'm telling you. And I just had a really good time watching this movie, dude. It was very nostalgic, dare I say. It hit like some nostalgia points because I'm a Sonic fan and I love Sonic. It was just a really good time, dude. And I originally said that I thought that they should do, I originally said that I thought they should do the Sonic movies like this, okay? First, bear with me. Sonic 1, how they did it, right? Thought it was good. Tease Tails, and they did, okay? Sonic 2 with Tails, and I originally said that the villain should be Metal Sonic, okay? Then have Sonic 3 be where Knuckles shows up, which I believe is kind of following the game's storyline a little bit more. What the fuck happened in Sonic 2? I'm trying to remember. Because Sonic 3 is when Knuckles shows up in the games, right? I know Sonic CD had... Was that Metal Sonic's first appearance? Why did my voice do that? Was that Metal Sonic's first appearance? Was that Metal Sonic's first appearance? I don't know. Anyway, that's what I said. But I stand corrected because I think that this is a better move, actually. Sonic 3 obviously sets up Shadow. And I do still hope at some point that we do get a Metal Sonic, though. I just think it would be cool. And I kind of do think that that's where it might be headed. Robotnik failed again. He's probably obviously going to come back at some point in the movie. And he probably is going to, I think maybe the military or whomever releases Shadow is my guess. And I don't know if they're going to go with the storylines in the games or not. So I'm just kind of theorizing off the top of my head, mixed with a little bit of game accuracy here. And I think maybe the military is going to release a Shadow or something for whatever the reason may be. I don't know if they're, again, I don't know. And then maybe Robotnik is going to be doing like his own thing, because isn't he wanted? Like Robotnik's wanted. They're shutting down his shit, right? So they could maybe have him come back and develop something and try to do something or whatever. Or he may be trying to combat Sonic, so he creates Metal Sonic to combat Sonic, but then there's also Shadow the Hedgehog thrown in the mix, you know, or maybe Shadow, you know, breaks free, does whatever he does, and then maybe they hire Robotnik to figure out the situation, and Robotnik makes Metal Sonic, and then there's still a Metal Sonic. I don't know. I'm just throwing random things out there because you know how it goes. It's never always like exactly how the games are, although this is doing a phenomenal job, and sometimes they make their own storyline that would work, you know? But I know at the same time, though, there's people that have like had arguments with, say, like Marvel movies, and I'm one of them for some of them as well, like having villains that are kind of just a carbon copy of the hero in the film, you know, like Ant-Man's villain is kind of just similar to Ant-Man, but obviously it's a different insect, you know what I mean? Just some people say those things, you know what I mean? They're similar to their hero counterpart, which I know like Shadow is a hedgehog, and it's just like Sonic, so that would be that. But I mean, Metal Sonic is literally Sonic, but just metal. So I could see where like some people might be like, man, you could have, if they did do Metal Sonic, my original theory, they would say like, well, you could have done Knuckles, or you could have done Shadow. Like, we literally just have Metal Sonic. I see how that could be a thing. So I'm actually glad they went about it the way that they went about it, you know, with this second movie and Knuckles being the villain for like half of it. And then they team up to defeat Robotnik because Robotnik is trying to steal the Chaos Emerald. And that wasn't the deal that him and Knuckles made up. And obviously teasing Shadow for the future. I think this is going to be a fun, I don't know if they're going to do anything else with this. I don't know if they're just going to try to make it a trilogy. And that's why they went the route that they went. And then having Shadow be in the third film, I have no idea. They could even do like spinoffs and have Knuckles have his own movie and visit Mushroom Hill Zone. Is that what it is? Mushroom Hill Zone. You know, or if they even have a Shadow spinoff, you know, did the Shadow game do that good? I don't even remember. But I don't know if it's just going to be a trilogy and that's the end of it, because, you know, also you heard that Jim Carrey said he's done. You know what I mean? But I believe he said he'd come back for a third Sonic, though. But he said that he was done. He wants to retire. You know, he doesn't have any more that he needs to do. Jim Carrey's phenomenal, man. Very enlightened soul, dude. Did you guys like Sonic? I know that I'm super late on this review. Sorry, Sonic. You're in my way. You know? You're in my way, dude. I know I'm like super, super late on my Sonic review. I'm super late on watching it, but I just wanted to talk with you guys about it because Sonic is one of my favorites of all time. I'm surprised I don't have a Sonic tattoo. I have a Shy Guy. I don't even have a Mario tattoo. I don't even have a Yoshi tattoo, dude. And I know, you guys gotta know how my love for Yoshi, right? It's just, my love for Yoshi's fucking, you know what I mean? But I do have a Shy Guy and I have a Dry Bones. I'm surprised I don't have anything Sonic. I have an Assassin's Creed tattoo. I have a Zelda tattoo. I have a GTA 4 tattoo, a GTA 5 tattoo, which, you know, I don't know why I have a GTA 5 tattoo, you know? GTA 4 is my favorite. I don't know. But I thought the Sonic movie was very well done, and I think other video games, other movies can take note from the Sonic team, you know, and who did this movie? I don't even remember the company. No, I don't know. But they could take notes from the writers, the production, and everything on how to make a good video game adaptation. You can clearly see, especially for Sonic 2, even more so, they really did their research and they really checked out the games. And I just thought it was like a really fun and golden movie, man. And if you guys haven't watched it, you definitely should check it out.
So help me, Thomas.
Sorry.
Life or death situation. I need you to use the ring to save me.
Let's break up the monotony and let's get into this week's Cosplay of the Week. And this week's Cosplay of the Week is none other than Ecto underscore Titan, and that's ECTO underscore Titan, and I'm throwing it up on the screen right about hing. Bring it, bub, now. Dude, what the hell is this, man? It's absolutely amazing. Oh my god, dude, this is phenomenal. Oh my gosh, dude. Got my noodle doing things. Yeah, oodles and noodles. What am I talking about? I don't even know, dude. Ecto underscore Titan Wolverine cosplay. Absolutely amazing, dude. Oh my gosh, man. And the caption says, the Alex Ross art, concept art inspired this suit. And this is absolutely amazing, dude. I can't say it enough. I really love this. I'm a giant Wolverine fan. Got a Wolverine pop up there that I'm pointing to that nobody's going to be able to see. Absolutely cool. Great job, Chaz. This is dope, dude. I really, really love this, man. I love the black and yellow scheme here. Everything about this is perfection. The cowl, the mask, however you want to call it, is absolutely perfect. You pulled it off. Wolverine cosplays, man, are hard to pull off. I can think of a few cosplayers off the top of my dome right now. Some have been, I think only one or two actually, have been a cosplay of the week previously. And I'm not going to name names or anything because I don't want to single anybody out. Because if there's going to be a Wolverine cosplayer that's watching this and he's going to go, fuck, dude, my name wasn't mentioned. Fuck, dude, I failed. It's difficult in my eyes for certain cosplays to pull them off, and Wolverine is kind of one to make look good and realistic and not look out, you know, too what's the word, gimmicky, I guess you could say. I don't know, but this is done flawlessly, man, in my opinion. Your suit is absolutely amazing. I love the black shoulders, the black chest going. Oh man, dude, your belt, you've got the X belt going on. The gloves are perfect. The adamantium claws are amazing. I love it, dude. All the way down to the boots and everything. This is really, really dope. Doing a Wolverine cosplay was always something that was in the back of my mind as well. But for a lot of people that I spoke to about doing cosplays, they were like, man, just keep in mind that a Wolverine cosplay is hard to pull off. And Ecto, you pulled this off properly, man. Am I even pronouncing your name right? Is it Ecto? Is it Ecto? Why'd I say it like that, dude? Is it Ecto? Hey, dude, is your name Ecto, bro? Woo! Hey, Ecto! Hey, Ecto! Suit up, bro! We're gonna go surf the waves, bro! Me and you, Ecto, we're riding on out, dude. And when I say suit up, bro, I don't mean like water stuff. What is it called, dude? I don't mean like a wetsuit, bro. I mean in your Wolverine cosplay. Fucking suit up, bro, Ecto. All right. And the suit was by Gaslight underscore Co. Gaslight, awesome. Mentioned them many times. The cowl was by Mascaras underscore Cal underscore Comics. The eyes, the contacts maybe, were by Lente, L-E-N-T-E underscore Extremo, X-T-R-E-M-O. The boots were by Tilly.effects. Shouted them out many times. The claws were by Dark Matter Props, shouted them out a few times, and the photo was by, once again, dude has been mentioned in so many cosplays of the week. Dude gets around, man. Digital Underground. My music heads will know what I'm talking about. Ace Laps. A-C-E-L-A-P-S-E. Once again, phenomenal shot. Phenomenal location, phenomenal eye. I do want to throw up a second picture real quick. Look at this one. Close-up right here of the suit. You can see it. It's a close-up of you in general. Smoking on a cigar. Is that a Cuban? I don't know, dude. You're out in Puerto Rico. Maybe don't say anything. Absolutely amazing, man. You can see that the suit is so well done. So well done, dude. Shout out to Gaslight. Shout out to Mascaras for the cowl. Everything is absolutely accurate, amazing, beautifully done. I love it. And I do want to throw up just a third picture real quick. Throw that up now. Where it's another version of your Wolverine cosplay. It's a different version. And we see that this one is the yellow and blue going on there. I absolutely dig it, man. The cowl is by Reeves Effects. Shouted him out many times as well. The jumpsuit is by White Sheep Leather. I love it. The claws by Dark Matter Props, and the photography once again by Ace Labs. And you got a cap shield behind you, man. And the caption says, quote, it's a quote, there's only one substance that could withstand my adamantium claws, vibranium. Dope, dude. I dig it. I dig this version as well, man. You have amazing cosplays, not just your Wolverine, but your Wolverine is definitely 100% a standout for me, dude. These are really, really dope. Keep doing your cosplay. Keep rocking out. Keep tagging me. Keep sending it to me because it's absolutely amazing because Ecto_Titan, your Wolverine cosplay of the week for me is... amazing. Oh man, titillate me. This week's episode is brought to you by the Side Project merch store. Enjoy this clip of me talking about it. Oh yeah, and it's from episode 115. Enjoy. On the side, you can get this shirt. You can get it right now on the Side Project merch store. Also available on the Side Project merch store. Merch store is the all these mugs that you see here. Why do I have three mugs? Because, man, each mug has a different taste, dude. You didn't know this? Each mug has a different taste. You sip out of the Project Park mug collaboration with Imposter Cosplay. Watch this. You sip out of this and you get, you watch, just watch. You can sip out of this and you get. Oh, God. You know what that tastes like?
What does it taste like, dude?
Tastes like glory. Okay, yeah. You sip out of, not a glory hole, by the way, just glory. Just glory in general, not a glory hole. I mean, maybe, but it's not though. Could be. You sip out of the Side Project podcast mug. Look at this, dude. Side Project podcast. You sip out of this one. See what this one tastes like.
What's it taste like? What's it taste like? Tell me. Tell me now. I get a hint of success with that one. That's what I get when I drink out of that one. I get a hint of success. Hint of success. And then, of course, dude, you got the Chazosaurus Rex mug. And you know what happens when you drink out of this one, right?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, come down and save me. And buy Side Project merch. Oh, all right.
All right, so Gotham Knights gameplay came out. And I haven't seen it yet. I mean, I saw a clip. I saw a very small clip. I saw some stuff some people posted, like Mass Mateo, Amit Cosplay, Joey Red Hood, maybe? No, who else posted it? I don't know. Doesn't matter. I saw a few things that some people posted, some things that I thought looked interesting, and then some other things that I was a little confused by. I haven't seen the gameplay footage, the gameplay demo, so I thought, hey, why don't we look at it together? You know what I mean? Let's look at it together. So let's watch that right now. We're going to watch it right here, right now.
Hi, I'm Jeff Eleanor, game director at Warner Brothers Games Montreal. And today, I'm really excited to share with you gameplay footage featuring Nightwing and Red Hood from our upcoming game, Gotham Knights.
All right. In-game footage, work in progress. Ooh. I don't know about these graphics already. I see some mistakes, but it's a work in progress. It's a work in progress.
Hurry it up, will ya?
It's a work in progress. I just keep telling myself that as I see kind of unrendered.
We're joining Nightwing, also known as Dick Grayson, midway through the game story as he patrols our city. All of the knights can unlock heroic ways of getting around the city. For Nightwing, it's his glider, the Flying Trapeze.
Okay, that's dope. Oh,
the
digging that.
The Regulators gang are engaged in a hacking crime, so it's time to bring some vigilante justice to the bad people.
To the bad people. I feel like that
could have
been worded better.
Each crime in Gotham Knights plays like a mini game mode with rules and optional objectives. Nightwing's fighting style is acrobatic. He ping-pongs around the battlefield.
Okay.
While you can play the whole game solo, you can also protect Gotham in co-op with a friend.
That's going to be dope. That's going to be fun.
Red Hood gained new abilities after being resurrected by an assassin cult. Here,
wait, what?
He uses Mystical Leap to move across the rooftop, springboarded by his own soul energy. Successful attacks and dodges build up my momentum bar below.
Wait. Is that a thing? Am I tripping?
Combos correctly makes it build faster. Once the bar is full, heroes can unleash powerful abilities.
All right.
Red Hood's ranged attacks are a little louder. He fires non-lethal rounds that still do a lot of damage.
Wait, non-lethal rounds? That still do a lot of damage.
Here's Red Hood's barrage ability, which deals piercing damage to interrupt armored attacks. The UI you're seeing can be customized to your preferences.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Red Hood deals non-lethal damage, and then Nightwing murders a guy by kicking him off the building.
Customized to your preferences.
So far, so
what's
good.
On screen is what I like, but you can set it the way you like.
You said you can set up the UI how you like, but then does not proceed to show us anything about that. But what is that? What does that entail exactly? What can I do to the UI? It's just a fully customized UI? Now,
holy perfect attack, Nightwing!
Okay, Red Hood's moving way too fast. Who is he? The Scarlet Witch? He's just...
Now that
okay,
we've
he's on a bike.
The regulators from stealing data. Let's follow Red.
Let's
Hood
follow him, dude. Let's follow him right now.
The Bat Cycle is usable by all heroes in Gotham.
The Bat Cycle is usable by all the heroes.
Down a smuggling van in.
But is it different? It's got to be different, right? Obviously, I feel like that's a dumb question. Why did I just ask that? Like, I feel like obviously from character to character, it's got to be different, right? The Bat Cycles that they ride are obviously
South Side neighborhood.
I hope it's not just like color differences, though. I hope they're actually different bat cycles. You know what I mean?
Great. More shitheads to beat up.
You say shitheads? Okay, that's cool. Kind of accurate. Like dialogue, you know? Realistic. That's what I like about DC.
Red Hood can unlock the ability to attach a bomb to thrown opponents, so he can detonate.
Oh, I kind of like that. That was dope. Oh, I like that too. That was dope.
It's a pretty good time.
Okay, I dig that. I don't know if I like the UI that comes up like crime resolved, illegal shipment. I don't know if I like that. It reminds me of like a mobile game. Okay, that was dope though. I dig stuff like that. Any grapple hook stuff, I always love those in like Batman games and everything.
Now we're back at the Belfry, the hero's home base.
All right, hold on.
This next.
Damn, was this thing fucking 13 minutes long? We're only 4 minutes in. What the fuck? Let's look at a couple comments. We're breaking up the monotony, and let's look at a couple comments here. All right. The first comment that's up here that's got a lot of likes, it says, game looks like it needs another whole year of development. Okay, see, I was thinking that right off the bat, too. Again, I told you guys, I haven't seen this yet. I haven't seen it. And I'm trying to go into it not thinking about certain things that people have told me, like their opinions on it. But some people have mentioned certain things and their opinions are kind of falling in line with mine. But I'm hoping that it's not just because they told me that. So now I'm watching it with that in mind. You know what I'm saying? Another one says, I think they should integrate more melee attacks with Red Hood as he's not just a gunslinger and actually more hand-to-hand combative. Okay, I don't know. I gotta see more. Maybe there's more that shows this. Okay, let's watch more. But the one that says the game looks like it needs another whole year of development, right off the bat, I've seen some graphical things like cars that didn't look fully rendered, backgrounds that didn't look fully rendered, buildings that didn't look fully rendered. But again, it even says right away, you know, it's just a gameplay demo and it's still in development. You know what I mean? It's in early development. So, and when does this come out now? Does this come out this year? When does this? Okay, we'll figure that out later. Let's continue watching.
Runs the map of the city and lets us pursue challenges and advance the
story. Okay, it's still kind of like Arkham-like, like the menus and everything, you know?
The workbench is where we go to upgrade our equipment, making sure that we're ready for each new challenge through the game.
Players, I hope there's a lot of suits
and crafting materials by taking on missions and fighting crime.
Actually, I only like the first one so far.
Has different stats, giving the player a wide
like
range
one.
Of cool choices for their individual strategy and style.
Dope. Kind of cool.
Cool. Kind of cool. Slots is better.
One and two so far are my favorite
gameplay properties.
I don't like that one. I hope there's a lot of suits. I hope there's a lot of customizations. Like, it would be so cool to customize them out like how you want. You know what I mean? Is it just going to be like just suits? You know, like what they just showed us? You just picking different suits, or are you going to be able to customize different things? Oh, we got like a cutscene.
At this point in the story, our characters are still processing the loss of Batman.
I'm still processing it too, dude. Jesus Christ, Jason Todd is fucking built. Is this Jason Todd or is this Dwayne Johnson?
You could visit him.
I could what?
He went to yours when...
I like the scar in his face.
You could visit his grave.
You haven't.
You haven't.
I'm not the one staring at that. You know.
You know what I was thinking while I was watching this? I hate to say it. You know what I mean? Because shout out to all the other Nightwing cosplayers out there, man. But like every time I see Nightwing now, dude, one of the first people that come to mind is Mass Mateo. And something I was just thinking, Mateo, dude, check this out, bro. I was just thinking about something, man. You know how we had the petition to petition you for Gotham Knights, like the show or the movie or whatever? I was just thinking about something, man. Everybody knows, right? Mateo doesn't show his whole face. Always blocks his face out. Glasses, blacking it out on Instagram with a bar or whatever, right? Doesn't show his face. But check this out, dude. If you got cast in a role, you're not just going to be, obviously he knows this, you're not just going to be Nightwing. You're going to be Dick Grayson as well. So eventually, if Mateo gets cast in something and he doesn't have the choice, right? We're going to see. Everyone's going to see an unveiled Mateo face. Let's see. What's happening next? Nightwing flying in. I'm sorry for the people that are just listening.
Players can unlock fast travel to get around the city in a hurry with the Fast Bat.
Fast travel, of course. If you're just listening, if you're listening on Spotify right now, you can just watch the video. Just tap the thumbnail if you're already not watching.
Court of Owls. A secret society as old as Gotham itself.
Secret society.
Closed doors, according to the old poem, anyway.
Okay, but how does that line up with what Penguin said?
Okay, I kind of like the city. City looks kind of cool. It's very Gotham-like. I would only assume that like certain like lighting effects and rendering and everything would obviously be even upped a little bit more, you know, graphically.
Sneak into court territory.
Hope you guys aren't bored. I hope that maybe I should speed this up in editing, you know?
Careful. Let us know if you find anything.
Batgirl talking to him there.
They have a few guards.
For long lunch too, huh?
I'm not complaining. Nice to get a break once in a while.
Classic, like, you know, Arkham Knight style games where you can hop on something and listen to what they're saying and watch before you do something about it, if you choose to do something about it.
That means
super quiet. Definitely, probably that guy would have heard it in real life because wasn't that far away.
Every hero has unique,
I know I would have, because
finishing moves.
I have hearing like a dog.
Amber strikes are faster than silent takedowns, but make more noise.
I can run the finish in peace.
It's pretty cool.
Something under the floor.
Something under the floor.
It's some kind of network.
Something 40,000 feet down. It's Cthulhu. I can see him from here.
6.5 hours later.
Is that Red Hood now? Okay, now we're back to Red Hood. Let's check some of this out. Okay, this is what that one of the comments was saying, that he needs more hand-to-hand combat, not just relying on the guns only. I mean, maybe he does, and they're just not showcasing it here, but I feel like maybe they would showcase it here, though, because it's a gameplay demo. That's the point. All right, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna skip ahead a little bit. Okay, this fight is really long. What is this, Dark Souls? Oh, Gotham Knights, that's it. October 25th, that's right, okay. All right, so we got some time before this comes out here. Let's go into the comments. Let's read some of the comments, dude. And then we'll wrap this up. Phantom Savage says, honestly, the animations look terrible to me. Ooh. Oh, this is a really long comment. Fuck. It feels like a lot of arm movements, particularly Red Hood's, are a bit sluggish, and proper collision with the floor wasn't taken into account when implementing a majority of each of the characters' acrobatic movements. You can see their feet and limbs slide around along the ground like ice during some of the fighting and dodging animations, which is really saying something for a AAA game in 2022 when the original Arkham Asylum didn't even have this problem in 2009. He goes on to say a lot more, but I'm not going to waste our time. I'm sorry. Another person says Red Hood looks a little stiff, but I guess that makes sense since he's really buff in this. Would be cool if that soul magic could be put into attacks. What the fuck is soul magic? Am I mistaken? Another person says something is off here. I think it's the character movement because it just looks like a really good mobile game. Oh, hoping to see graphic and mobility improvements closer to release. Ah, I believe I said something about that in the beginning too, with the rendering that wasn't fully rendered, that it kind of reminded me of a mobile game. Or did I say it was the certain things about the UI reminded me of a mobile game? And they do. And it looks like I'm not alone here. It's still in development, guys. What are we in right now? What the fuck are we in? Still in May? What are we even in, dude? Hey Siri, what month is it? Siri, waste more time, please. Oh yeah, it's Friday the 13th and I'm shooting this on. We're in May. So April, what do we know? April, May, June, July, August, September, October. That's 5 more months. They got 5 months to polish this up. 5 months and it looks like this. Okay, I kind of do see what some people are saying. Let's just run through a little bit of the comments and just see. This person says it looks good, so there's a good one. Fuck, some of these are really long. Hey, somebody said what I said. Red Hood fires non-lethal rounds. 20 seconds later, Nightwing kicks a man off the building to their untimely death. I caught that too, dude. Hey, dude, I caught that too. Sean Miner. Whoa, are you a miner, dude? Hey, bro. Someone said, for those of you expecting the combat to change by the time this game comes out, don't. There's definitely not enough time left before release to change something as big as the combat system beyond small tweaks. Ah, maybe he's right. I know, because I was thinking too, like 5 months. It's coming out in 5 months. Isn't it like 3 or 4 months where it's got to go gold and they start like shipping things out and getting things ready? I don't know. Someone else said, I expected more for a next-gen game. Damn, dude. Red Hood is on track to be the least fun to play. Honestly, could have copied and pasted Red Hood's fighting style from Knight, and I would have been happier. Oh, these are not good. I'm hyped to see the final version of the game. Okay, that one's a good one. Take the graphics with a grain of salt since it's still in development. Makes sense, like I said too. But Red Hood soul stepping is a bit of a reach for me. Yeah, okay, I'm not alone. I'm not alone on this. Someone else said, man, this really dampened my interest in the game. I'm going like step by step here too. Delay the game, put more work into it, someone else said. God, there's not very many good ones here, dude. Not very many good comments here. Holy shit, man. Red Hood's jumping traversal looks so fucking goofy, I can't even. Jesus Christ, this is not good, man. I was really, really hyped for this game. Red Hood was one of the characters that I was super hyped playing as. I mean, I'm hyped to check them all out, but Red Hood is one of my first ones. I don't know how I feel. I'm conflicted. I kind of expect, see, but here's the thing is I'm going to be, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm going to be, nice. Fuck, I can't think of the word. I'm gonna be nice because I know that it's still in development. But then it's like the 5 months thing that worries me. You know what I mean? Am I gonna play this? Yeah, definitely. Still gonna play it. I do kind of agree that there are aspects of it that look mobile-like, and I don't dig that. Certain things about the UI I didn't dig. The way the map comes up, it looks a little bit mobile-like as well, but then it also has remnants from past Arkham games. I wonder if they'll do a gameplay demo for Batgirl and Robin as well. You know, that'll really bring things even more together. If they do another one later, like it's 5 months now, if they do another one like in a couple weeks or in another month, we got like 4 months or even 3 months, and they do like a gameplay demo for Batgirl and Robin and it still doesn't look what people are thinking that it should look like, then that's a clear indication that this is probably what it's going to be. And that's all there is to it, you know? Another comment says, I'll leave it with this, I guess. Honestly, this does look a ton better than what we saw before. My only gripe is how Red Hood looks like a big, stiff, and slow-moving bodybuilder rather than a skilled athletic fighter. That's something I noticed right away, too. That's why I said, is this Dwayne Johnson? Hope to get some hand-to-hand combat with Red Hood also rather than just using pistols. Okay, so that seems to be like a lot more things. I mean, a lot of people keep saying the same thing. Actually, I'm going to read two more. I'm sorry. Someone else says, for a vigilante trained by Batman, Red Hood seems really clunky and unskilled with hands-on combat. I mean, we didn't really see him do very much hands-on combat, though. He just kind of did a lot of, shooting, you know? He's got to incorporate those guns into close combat combos. But then someone else says, this looks amazing. The running and fighting of the characters could definitely be better and more fluid. Other than that, this is amazing. I'm definitely going to get this. Okay, so I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? You know, I'm a little conflicted. I'm not 100% sure how I feel. I want to see some more. Maybe we will see some more. Maybe we won't. Who knows? But I'd like to give it, I don't know. I'd like to say I'm 50-50. I don't even know. I don't know where I lie. I guess I don't know, man. I don't know, I like kind of expected more, but also didn't know what to expect exactly. The game is still in development, so I guess we'll see where it goes. There's a lot of negativity, but then I also kind of feel like there's a lot of negativity surrounding everything these days. Stay tuned for my Multiverse of Madness. I don't know, man. I guess we'll see. You guys let me know what you think, though. Thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all those beautiful things that you do over on YouTube.com/Side Project Podcast. When you go down, you hit that big like button and that notification bell that it keeps you notified, and the subscribe button. Please make sure you're subscribing. It goes, no, my God, and you get 100 sexy project points. Thank you for listening and watching on Spotify. If you're watching on Spotify, the episodes are now available on Spotify. You got two choices. You can watch on YouTube or you can watch on Spotify. But also, thank you for listening on Apple, on Google, and all those things that you listen on. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. If you're looking for me, you can find me at IG Hates Chazzy, and on TikTok currently at Side Project, just Side Project. I may change some things on my TikTok, dude. The TikTok was like running it up, and then all of a sudden it went, what's going on? We're going downhill. And I don't know what's going on, man. I just can't really pump it out like I used to over on TikTok, but I'm thinking maybe I'm posting too many different things on TikTok because my TikTok is like the podcast, but also kind of like my personal stuff. And I don't think the algorithm knows what the fuck's going on and where to place me. You know what I mean? So I might switch it up over there, dude. If you're looking for me on anything else, everything's on the screen. If you're looking for the podcast as a whole, you can find it on Instagram at Side Project Podcast. You guys, Instagram's been fucking up where a lot of people. So let's do our due diligence for all of us, not even just me, all of us. Let's like, let's save people's posts because that really helps. Let's share as much as we can. Interact with each other, comment with each other, you know what I mean? And let's run it up, dude. Let's run up that algorithm because what the fuck is going on over there? You know what I mean? What's going on, dude? They're over here focused on the metaverse and shit. They're not focusing on us creators over at Instagram. So let's run it up, dude. Run up that algorithm, you guys, all right? Thank you for tuning in. Let me take...